featuring a wide range of music from India, including popular music from the 1930s to the present.
Rhythms, India.
Alternating Sundays, 8 to 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded ancestral and traditional Musqueam territories. That was Que Vive el Rock and Roll by El Tri. Welcome to another episode of Viva Porú, the ornament for the soul. Viva Porú, woo! El ungüento para el alma. My woo! Name is DJ D-Rod, and I'm here with the most beautiful, most amazing DJ.
Hey, hey, hey.
DJ Brew, hi everybody.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Gracias. Oh my god, I'm blushing. I'm not blushing, you're blushing.
We're all blushing.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, DJ D-Rod, for such a beautiful intro. This is Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. But, oh my God, the ointment for the soul. Literally,
yes.
It's an ointment to nourish your soul. And today, we are going to do that by keeping it rock and roll, baby. Keeping it rock.
I want to rock.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God, no,
please stay tuned.
Yes, mi gente linda. Today is our Rock en tu idioma episode. Rock special. Latin rock for you.
It's for you, just for you, our beautiful listeners. And, whoa, there's so many things that we can say about rock and rock and roll and rock in Latin America specifically. And we did want to mention there's this new, well, relatively new, mini docu-series on Netflix called Rompan Todo. And it's the story of rock and roll in Latin America. It's so great because they talk about how, you know, European rock and North American rock arrives to Latin America, but then Latin American bands and musicians just take it and add things to it and make it their own.
Oh my gosh, amazing. And to be honest, it's so cool because rock is one of those music genres that it's so edgy, so, you know, active and such an act of rebellion, I think, and like to show how discomfort can be represented via these sound waves and via these sounds and via this cool genre of music. I do feel like in the documentary, though, there were a lot of holes and a lot of, you know, bands that were missing and representation that was missing.
Totally.
Especially with regards to music or certain other regions other than like Mexico or Argentina. We know that South America has its own little, even their own little subgenres of rock within their big scope of rock and roll. But I think it's so cool, and we wanted to bring a little bit of edge to Viva Porú because we can be edgy.
We can have attitude, you know, rock is about attitude, but about a lot of other things as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely we want to highlight other bands as well that are from other countries in Latin America and in South America, you know, like rock's so big. And yeah, definitely this documentary does not cover
at all. And I don't think it can cover it all,
yes,
because there's so much variety.
There's just so much variety. Rock and roll, it has variety in its genre, within the genre itself, but also within all the places where it's at. Mm-hmm. And rock is everywhere, you know?
Yep,
we actually want to show you, to start with our paisaje sonoro de Latinoamérica. Yes, we're starting with it.
I know, we're keeping you on edge.
And what is it, DJ Bruja?
So yeah, today's soundscape is a video that we found by a person that posted this, you know, probably their vacation in Rio de Janeiro, but they were like, they called it Rock M. Ipanema. So this is literally a band. Go and look it up if you can see it, so you have a visual cue for this sound. But I think it's awesome because it's literally in the middle of a very hot day in the beach with the, you know, mar in the background, the sea in the background, just chilling. And this awesome, cool band.
Na Praia.
So yeah, stay tuned. Here goes our soundscape of the day. Paisaje sonoro de Latinoamérica.
Yeah.
We're back from Ipanema. Not for long though, because we're gonna go back to Brazil.
Woo!
Now that we're starting our first rock music segment of today, and we're gonna start with Romance Ideal by Os Paralamas do Sucesso.
Oh my god, I can't wait.
What an awesome song.
Yeah, what a great song. And honestly, such a cool representation. I know that we've played this band before, but I feel like they deserve to be here again, because it's just a very cool one. We're gonna then listen to Mal Bicho by Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, Argentinian band Los Fabulosos. And this one, pay attention to the lyrics, because I think it's such a fun song that you can miss it, but it's deep, so stay tuned. What are we gonna listen to after?
After Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, DJ Bruja, we're gonna listen to Samba Pati by the one and only Santana. So stay tuned.
Yeah, you're listening to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. This is Romance Ideal.
Ela só na minha
Welcome back. You were listening to Santana, Samba Pati. This is Viva Vaporú, El Ungüento para el Alma. My name is DJ Bruja, and I have right here with me the one, the only DJ D-Rod.
Hello.
Oh my goodness. Santana is a great representation of Latin American rock because, you know, as we were saying in the beginning, Latin rock is this very cool fusion between elements of like European and North American rock, but with that unexpected use of Latin elements. And I feel like Santana is a great example of this, you know, because he uses Afrobeats as well as Latin jazz, instruments such as timbales, de congas, things that were not, you know, generally used in rock per se, but that have become such a staple of Latin American rock, you know, and still with the use of guitars and basses and drums. Yeah. Drums. I'm sorry, yes. I forgot the word.
That, totally that. And of course, I think Santana is just one of the greatest musicians ever. And actually, his dad was a mariachi.
Oh my God.
A mariachi. It's coming. It's coming.
It's cooking. It's cooking. Mariachi special? What?
Yeah, what?
Who said that?
What?
Yeah, that is so cool. And I feel like, it's definitely, I can see the influence of mariachi music in very embedded into Santana's genre, rock genre.
Because in the end, it's sort of like every Latin rock band or musician creates their own form of rock. Yeah. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, in South America, so Santana is very prominent in the 60s and 70s. Of course, you know, Mexican America, Chicano culture as well. But in South America, around that same time, similar things were kind of brewing and were kind of happening. One clear example is the band Wara. Wara in Aymara means estrella, star. Yeah. And Wara is known to be a pioneer of folk rock and like progressive Bolivian folk, because it's basically the first band to kind of experiment with this fusion of native instruments such as the charango, the zampoña, with a bass and with like an electric guitar and with drums. And of course we have Dante Usquiano,
Bolivian Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Like DJ Bruja, when you let me know about Wara, and but also Dante Usquiano and the fact that he was a poet, a musician, a vocalist, a composer, and lived in Argentina and in El Altiplano. So then he really takes his whole experience, like life journey and interests, and does a great job in portraying that through Wara,
And I think it's awesome because, you know, it's something that I didn't know before, even though I'm Bolivian. And it was my dad who kind of brought this into light. And he was like, oh my God, yeah, the Bolivian Freddie Mercury. You have to listen to him. So basically, this is an ode dedicated to my dad, to all dads out there, always introducing us to such cool music. And this is for you, papi. Te amo.
Shout out to Rodrigo.
Again,
we see you. We wish we could have been there rocking with you in the 70s.
In the 70s. Imagine.
Oh my
God, I could only wish. Living in the 70s too, like through different decades of music, you know, that would have been awesome. But yes, so we are going to start this segment that is really dedicated to that fusion of indigenous roots and Andean music and instruments with that rock and roll and rock element that this bands bring to the table. So we're going to start with Wara, and this song's name is called Aymara.
It's already. It's such an, and how would you say, like intricate or intriguing song? You know, I love
exactly.
It so much.
I think that's a great way to describe it, because you can tell the passion is there, the music is there, but the sentimiento, you know, the feeling is there, and it's so cool. Yeah. it.
Yes, yes, I love it. Okay, after I'm Mara by Wara, we're going to listen to Tren al Sur by the Chilean band Los Prisioneros.
Yeah! And this is also a cool representation because, yeah, you can definitely hear the charango in the background, and that is amazing.
Amazing. What a great instrument.
And then we're going to end this segment with La Chica Banda by legendary Café Tacuba, of course.
Ooh, Café Tacuba. What a great band. Yeah. You know, yeah. I think if you talk about rock in Latin America or rock in Mexico specifically, you have to talk about Café Tacuba.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
Because of all the experiments that they did as well, or like the fusions and how to this day, they still play awesome.
To this day, exactly. They are still being legendary. And, you know, I think I told you this before, quick story, but I saw them at the Rockfest La Paz, festival in La Paz, Bolivia. And Molotov and Café Tacuba were the headliners. And, dude, I remember that was probably one of the best concerts I've ever been in my life. Shout out to my high school friends.
Yes.
High school Viviana.
Wow.
What a time. But anyway, stay tuned. We're going to start with Aymara by Wara. This is Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. We love you.
Por la senda camino regando de flores la senda que avanzo llegando hacia ti. Bajado de luces, brillos transparentes de gama prismal. Y mis ojos brillan despidiendo mil centenas, y de ellos brotan gotas transparentes agradeciendo. Mis brazos se alzan y mis pies que van corriendo, mis labios gritan. Bello flota por las nubes, mis ojos irradian luz y alegría y miran, mis manos desprenden cuando las extiendo. Miles de flores, miles de aromas. ¡Ay, Mara! Me van cantando, yo voy gritando.
latidas del corazón. Ajá.
Thank you. yo le di mi amor en un concierto de la
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. That was Chica Banda by Café Tacuba. And today, you're tuning into our rock special, Rock en tu Idioma.
We're so yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. It's been great, right?
Yeah. DJ Bruja? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my God. Whoa. We wanted to let you know about this great event that's happening tomorrow, Sunday, August 8th, at Moberly Park. And it's a collaboration between the Vancouver Latin American Film Festival and Echo Park Film Center North. There will be activities all day, 10 a.m., Latinx-themed eco-processing. And then at 6 p.m., we're going to have, you know, fun things to do, Devices of Wonder. At 9 p.m., it's a big event. An outdoor screening of experimental film. And it's, you know, South American sound artists have intervened these films from the archives of the CFMDC.
Oh, my God.
So it'll be great. You should make it over there.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it. It's free. There'll be swag. There'll be VLife 2021 updates. Ooh. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, when is the VLife happening?
And VLife is happening. It's starting August 26th and goes over till September 5th. And there'll be some screenings at the Cinematheque. So definitely we'll let you know more about it.
Yeah, please. Vancouver Latin American Film Festival. You don't want to miss it. It's always such a great experience.
Yeah.
And if you want to watch from the comfort of your home or if you want to attend some viewings and screenings at the Cinematheque, you can also do both too.
Yes, yes. So, you know, follow VLAFF on Instagram at VLAFF or go to their website, VLAFF.org, and then you can find all the info, but we'll bring you some more.
Yeah, too. And we'll try to also post it on Instagram so that you're aware of when it's happening, what's happening, all that good stuff. Because we love VLAFF.
Oh, we love VLAFF. Woo! Yeah. And it's August, it's summer, festival's happening. Yay!
Yeah. Finally.
Finally.
Okay. So moving on to our cool llama fact, DJ D-Rod brings us the coolest llama fact of all.
Okay, maybe not the coolest, but probably a very cool one.
A very cool one, very cool one. Well, you know, we wanted to know where the word llama comes from. And of course, the word llama is of Quechuan origin. And it has been borrowed by many languages, together with other Quechuan words, such as condor and puma.
Oh my gosh, so, there yes. you go.
Yes.
And Quechua has such a beautiful sound. I feel like it's very different from other indigenous languages, but I know that Quechua has such a sweet sound. So llama is a Quechuan word. There you go. Yes. Condor, puma.
Oh, and they're beautiful words. Yeah. When I think of puma. Ooh.
Oh my God. Incredible. So yes, shout out to llamas and to Quechuan people and to Viva Peru today.
Of course.
Why not?
And pumas.
And condors. thank you so much for that awesome, cool llama fact, DJ D-Rod. We are going to move on to our last segment of Rock en tu Idioma, our Latin American rock special here at Viva Peru. And we are wanting to dedicate this last segment to women in rock and give a huge shout out to women in the rock industry, because there is not a lot of representation, and I feel like if there is, it's also not given the proper spotlight. And so we wanted to take a minute to kind of say to women in rock that we see you, we appreciate you, and we want to see more, and we want to highlight you, we want to give you the spotlight, because you deserve it.
Yes, and definitely, like, women are crucial to rock as well, yeah. You know, like, oh, yeah. even when we don't see them all the time, because yeah. representation sucks sometimes, mm-hmm. but they're here, and we're gonna start with the great band duo Aterciopelados and their song Baracunatana.
And you know, it's cool because this song is actually a very old cumbia, Colombian cumbia, but they made it into this awesome, very grungy and edgy rock song. So we hope you guys enjoy. And then we're going to end with Angelica Maria. And she is an oldie rock and roll kind of style legend of the 60s. Yeah. And this song is called Eddie.
Eddie. I love that classic 60s yeah. sound.
Like a diner sound, sesentero. I don't know, it's so dope. Yeah, yeah. Honestly, it's
yes.
so dope.
And I think it's so great to end this episode with, because, you know, like, we've been playing such varieties of rock.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool to go back to one of, like, the main, or yeah. like the first.
Exactly, like varieties, the start yeah. of what the rock and roll era was and yes. what it became. So I think it's a cool way to end the show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Viva Peru is for you and for you only. And we really do appreciate for you for taking the time to listen to us, to laugh on the radio. We love you, everybody, and we hope you have a wonderful, wonderful August and a wonderful weekend as well.
Yes, stay tuned for Power Chord after this for some more rock metal vibes.
Oh, yes.
Awesome. We finally, yeah, sort of like overlapped a little bit
yeah.
with our music.
Yeah.
Yes, looking forward to
seeing you tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you so much. My name is DJ Bruja, and I am saying goodbye.
My name is DJ D-Ron. I love you.
I love you.
Stay fresh.
Yeah. Viva Peru, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Peru, the ointment for the soul. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded, ancestral, and traditional Musqueam territories. Que estoy loco, loco, loco. Anoche.
mano dal cinello. Con el mono de la moto era nueve que tenía y le ponía serenata.
Pues es todo un gentleman.
Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Drop Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyber web? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject